ஓம் சாந்தி. குட் மார்னிங். ஹார்ட் டு ஹார்ட் கன்வர்சேஷன் வித் பாபா. வாட் ஆர் வி டூயிங் வென் வி சிட்டிங் இன் மெடிடேஷன்? இஸ் இட் பாபா ஸ்பீக்கிங் டு அஸ் ஆர் வி ஆர் ஸ்பீக்கிங் டு பாபா? What is happening? How do we catch? How do we know that Baba, what I am speaking, saying, it is reaching to Baba? And what is the method to catch or ability to receive what Baba is speaking to me? The words are easy to understand. For example, the song, Baba with great love is saying, children, I am creating the garden of flowers. You are my flowers and you are the beauty of my garden. Those who perhaps understand language might be able to bring same thought in the mind. But not everyone will have, even those who are listening to the song, not necessary that thinking, if Baba is speaking to me, might be saying a song is being played. Now, what is the method? What is language of God? What is God's language? This language Baba speaks. Murli speaks in Hindi. But is Baba's language Hindi, English, Spanish, French, German? Which language Baba speaks in? Baba's speaking the vibrations, language of love. And language of love, in order to catch what is needed, what are reaching? If the vibrations reach only when my receiver is on, if my receiver is switched off, or there is interference in my receiver, then no matter how much Baba is giving blessings, speaking through Murli in very clear words, and yet we are not able to catch. So what is important is, because anything if you want to receive, line has to be clear, mind is to be focused, connected, intellect has to be connected with Baba. Mind is also focused with Baba. Because Baba's language is beyond sound. He lives in the world of silence. And when I, the soul, am listening Baba's word, it is not the body that's listening. It is the soul is listening. And if I am soul conscious, I am able to catch that. Sometime it would be feel that you are catching words. Baba is speaking very clearly and you are able to feel that Baba is speaking to you. These vibrations become sound. Baba lives the world beyond sound. But when the soul is staying in soul conscious stage, is able to understand the language of the Supreme Soul. It is just like a dumb person can understand the language of a dumb. A blind person can read the language of blind. So it means what it is, which is it? It's that is education that we learn here, the language of dumb, in order to understand it and in order to make it you understand, what will you do? You will also do the language of signals, no? Sometimes Didi Manmohini ji used to actually we go on picnic and she would have many nice jokes or many way of entertaining. And one time she asked in this gathering, when we were having picnic, she says, if a dumb person needs scissors, how would he ask, how would he speak? What will he do? A dumb person is also there, an ordinary is also there, they want to ask something from you. Right? A dumb person is asking for scissors. How will he speak to you? How would you speak? I am asking you now. We'll do like this, yeah? Right, yeah. It's true. Then you will just give him the, because you understand his language. And if a blind person asks for the scissor, what will he do? He will also do the same. Right? Yes. But he can speak. Why should he signal with him? Why? So blind person can speak. Dumb person does not speak. So that's why he's doing signal. So it is the language of what I want to say, that you can communicate with the person in the same language here in this physical world. And if I want to speak in the soul world, to catch Baba's language, to get that touching, what is needed? Body is not there, but I am sitting in this body. So I am considering, believing, thinking, I am a soul. But then how to catch the soul? What is the method that I can catch Baba's language? Catching power is in the intellect. The soul has to have the clear intellect, the line of intellect very clear. Mind also have to be pure, still. So when it is a clean mind, clear intellect, with clear and clean mind, you see that it is becoming more and more clear for reflection. Just like when water is still, it is clean. From far distance, the reflection of the moon and the sun is visible in that river. Around what the sun sceneries are there, big tall buildings. You can see that reflection. But water has to be clean and still. In the same way, our mind must be clean, still, and focus. Connection has to be, no disturbance in between, nothing, no clouds are in between. Even the sun is shining. So Baba's power is always there. But we are not able to catch because mind is not clear. It is filled with so many waste thoughts, unnecessary thoughts, weak thoughts. So in order to make my mind then clean, I have to work with thoughts. Means I have to clean. When the negative thoughts are there, I have to keep my mind churning with pure thoughts and focus on the righteous and powerful thoughts. But some say, but it is so much rubbish is there. And whenever I meditate, in fact my waste thoughts and weak thoughts are coming more and more. Before my mind was not so weak, it was not wandering, it was not that kind of. But then, if you are focusing on, the mind is full of rubbish. But, for example, if there is a big drum full of rubbish, and you know that in the bottom of that drum, thin, there is a diamond. What you are doing, what you are feeling at that time? The rubbish is there and you need to go into this diamond. So even the rubbish is there in this bin, full of rubbish. What are you seeing with your intellect? Are you seeing this big rubbish or are you seeing the diamond? Right? So focus has to be on my pure and powerful thoughts based on love and relationship. Pure and powerful, I'm focusing on this, and then my relationship with Baba, with different relations, then your communication is being empowered by love, empowered by pure feeling and determination that this rubbish is there, for example, and you are determined to get that. You don't worry, you are not influenced or affected. Or you don't say, oh, my hands are getting dirty. They are getting dirty, but you are not being influenced by that. In the same way, whatever the tin, this head, pitcher is filled with many, many past situations, experiences, sorrowful experience, painful experience, failure, disappointment, it's a whole full of is there. So I need to have this mind to empty it. And when we are doing it, meditation, so we are emptying the mind. There are two methods. One is that you have to put the, because the, you want to experience cleanliness, purity, but it is full of rubbish. And you want to get that power from Baba, you need a two method. One is you push under Baba the shower, just continue to remember, invoke that Baba's energy with determined thought. that Baba is purifier, Baba is remover of sorrow, Baba is the sun of knowledge. So you begin to actually invoke the positive, powerful energy of Baba. So, still what is happening? That still these thoughts are coming. But don't worry, still the way thoughts are coming, don't focus on them. For example, gross example always helps. Now here is what, your tin is full of rubbish and you put under the water tap, very fast flow water tap. What will happen? This water is making not even it is instead of making the clean, whatever rubbish was inside, that also begins to come up. Have you noticed this? You understand this? Which all the rubbish that was inside the tin, that is actually coming up. And even around, it has become dirty. And so many new Baba's children, or even sometime old, get disheartened and begin to doubt themselves. My relationship with Baba is not good. I cannot meditate. As soon as I sit in meditation, the things I had completely forgotten, these thoughts are coming in my mind. So now it is what it is. Meditation is not right. What they begin to say, my yoga is not good. And they stop it. And if you stop in the middle and become disheartened, will the mind become cleaner still? Will be disturbed more. What you have to do, continue, let this thought, doesn't matter if they are coming up. Baba says it is just like, another example Baba gives in the Murli, it is just like the homeopathic medicine. When you start making your mind clean, and Baba gives you these directions, and you see that the old thoughts are still coming, or perhaps it is becoming more forceful, don't stop the medicine. Don't stop the direction and method Baba has given. Continue to speak to me. Still focus on me. The old which is there that has to come out. So, just like when the water has come, all is gone, then what will happen? The bucket will be filled with fresh water. It means constant flow. What I want to say, that don't doubt, have powerful thought, faith in the self, determined thought, and that thought with honesty that I am pure and peaceful soul. I am Baba's worthy child. I am that divine being of the golden age. So look that diamond deep in that rubbish which is there. So, then this is actually, determination is needed. And when determination is there, then automatic and focus is there, not on this waste, don't begin to fight with it. Focus on what Baba has said with faith, that I am an elevated soul, I am a pure and powerful soul. Believe in yourself. Because this is what you are. This is what Baba is reminding us again and again. And then, also with determination, it's not only in my thought I'm a pure and peaceful soul, I have to practice then constant flow of the positive energy so that this is it start working more and more, and my thoughts, then my words for my own thinking, and also this pure and powerful positive thoughts are becoming not only in my thoughts, in my vision, for myself as well as for others. Because it is not, Baba is not saying that only you are a pure and peaceful soul. Whoever you are speaking to, that is also pure and peaceful soul. So, in order to make it a reality, thought, to make it a reality in practical, you have to put into action. So here my thought, in order to put an action, I'm a pure and peaceful soul, I have to see others also a pure and peaceful soul. So then this thought, my words will also become pure and peaceful soul. So Baba says, not only just thinking pure, have good wishes for others, pure feelings for others. And if it is pure feelings for others are there, some say, yeah, this person has this kind of personality, but I'm fed up. I have a very pure and powerful thoughts for him. I am fed up. Is there at that time, is the heart working with the pure and powerful thoughts? Can it work in that way? I am not honest that I say I have a pure and peaceful thought, but I don't like that person. I cannot cope up with it. I have pure and peaceful thoughts. So mixture is there. It would not have effect. Because if there is still rubbish coming out from me, instead of having pure with flow good for others as well. So thoughts are there, it should also become in sweet words and as in action. Because thoughts, only in the thoughts without determination, are very weak. And so this is why there is no power even the words you are saying, yes, I have good wishes for others. I want to forgive that person. I have forgiven him. And I'm still taking the sorrow from that. So then instead of having conversation with Baba, even in Baba's remembrance meditation, I would be conversing with that person. So this is why when my mind is engaged with my own weaknesses, my own situations, my own problems coming the way others, it means that is interference, and I cannot then connect with Baba. The clouds are created, even the sun is shining, I cannot catch the rays. So in order to give good wishes to others, I have to good wishes for myself and as well for others in reality. Okay, I cannot do it, then what I have to do? With an honest heart, and really with determination, I say, okay, Baba, I give it to you. What mistakes I have made, what mistakes I have taken, sorrow I have taken from others. Then with this honesty, the power of honesty is actually cleaning power. Because I really want to be free from that, determined from that. And today Baba is saying that Baba is pleased with an honest heart. And when with an honest heart I'm speaking, accepting what my mistakes are, and understanding and checking that what I have been churning, the mistakes of others. So I am getting the effect and power of that. So let me completely, if I have taken sorrow from others, or if I have made any mistake which is causing sorrow to myself, with an honest heart, I have to give it to Baba. And then it is just like, and then with honest heart and with love for purification, love for liberation, determination to be free, then it is success because the rubbish is gone. And then this cleanliness, clean heart, pure heart, is able to, divine intellect, refined intellect, is able to reach Baba fast. Because then what by thought I am, with honesty I am giving, with determination of freedom from that influence I am giving to Baba, giving, promising to Baba, these thoughts are reaching very fast and direct. Because mind is becoming free from the trap of others, and mind with determination, filled with love, filled with realization, then this mountain that was on my head, chest, it is removed. If I don't have that realization and determination, deep determination, and sometimes sannyasis have disinterest and distaste, but here it is determination with the taste of purification, with the love for purification. Because to let go, to forgive in honesty, with honesty and with godly power, is its benefit for my own self. It is not that with ego I say, I want to forgive that person. I forgive that. But in fact, you don't forgive others. You are forgiving your own self. And then with this honest and clean heart, God is pleased. Because then clean heart and pure heart, pure feelings, heart of the soul is the feelings. Heart of the body is this heart, but heart of the soul is the mind, feelings of the pure mind. Sad heart is also feelings of the pure heart, of the heart. Good feeling, bad feeling, happy feeling, sad feeling. When it is clean and pure, from both is there, and you are invoking the feelings that Baba is giving, of self-respect and benevolent consciousness, then these thoughts are without any bondage, because they become then unlimited, free, pure. And pure power, soul, because of subtle energy, it moves fast. Impure have also become same. They go very fast because it has increased the power of impurity. And when we connect with Baba and we have pure thoughts and good wishes for others, it will reach others them as well. This is why I can say thoughts are wings. And then this effort in meditation are not stopping you. Even the knock, there are still time, is you are taking time to meditate, time to experience happiness. But this power which is developing makes the soul feel that it is Baba has taken, with the realization and honesty, I am offering to Baba, letting go, want to be free from this bondage, want to fast, move fast. Then it is a feeling just like this mountain has been lifted. Otherwise that again and again this heavy heart is causing problem and pain. And Baba said, and if you really, as this is what is the speciality, Baba has given the very clear certificate to the souls, especially foreigners, that with that honesty, they tell what Baba has said, what mistake has been made, what wrong has been done. And then it is just like the mountain is becoming not a molehill, but a cotton wool, part. Molehill still is, you do this rye, it is called mustard seed. Right? So it is not becoming a mustard seed, but it is becoming a cotton wool. If a mustard seed is there, tiny, still it will move around you. But cotton, you blow it out. Mountain, you cannot blow. And you try to blast it, it's a lot of energy. It is tiredness. And this is why it is surrendering myself. It means surrendering the sorrow, surrendering my weaknesses, and with determination, the desire to be free. Then, happy heart moves faster. Honest heart wins blessings. And pure heart creates the new environment, because heart and mind and intellect, it becomes still first. It's a power of silence, because it's not talking to it. Result is it becomes silent. And with power of silence, you are able to have the realization more clearly. And what is happening at that time? This realization is you are able to become your own checker and changing. And Baba's power, then both powers, my own honest checking and changing and determination to transform, and Baba's blessings. And this is what it is happening, freedom from the influence of others. Three things are working together. Intellect has become free, determination and honesty of my own self, and relationship with Baba's blessings, the mind becomes still, clean and pure. Then the second step is, because you are not churning the rubbish, you automatically, intellect which has received Baba's knowledge, it starts churning the good things, knowledge. It's been contemplating on the knowledge. Intellect's more clear, gets more realization. Then, because it's connected with realization and relationship, this knowledge becomes virtue. Then what is happening? This virtue, whatever is the really virtue and power, faces the index of mind. So what is the index proof of the determined thought? That our words and action are also same. Others feel good wishes. Others understand our speciality, what we want to give them. And in this way, divine virtues, clean face, if you decorate your face is clean, it is beautiful. But dirty face, if you put the makeup on it, take shower and wear clothes, you feel fresh. And if you have not taken shower and changed the clothes, even you are wearing fresh clothes, no feeling. So this is why when clean mind, clear intellect, silence power helps the mind to move fast, and stage of manmana bhava, automatically mind becomes fixed with Baba, and this mantra brings the result, transformation in the self and purification of the heart. Om Shanti. Mm-hmm.